spread their hegemony over the world without questions being asked by anyone. So Marzia eventually, I hope, and soon, would be released, because it is shameful that a democratic government, or so-called democratic government, one of the biggest one, the largest one probably in the world, after India, of course, will treat a journalist like Marzia Hashemi in this way. I do not, from my knowledge of the person, I think she's just a professional, mature journalist capable of presenting arguments and ideas that many people in the White House just simply do not like. Many people in America, in the security sectors, you cannot just do that, because at the end, the reality will be the main victim of all these political arguments and political powers. That is not, that's not suitable for the 21st century, especially in the so-called free world. I hope that Marzia will be released sooner than later, because that simply does not really, that is not conducive to public security or to the exposure of reality.
Very well. Let me reintroduce our guest again, in case you're joining us now, as we are doing this special coverage of the detainment of Marzia Hashemi. Mustafa Khashesh here in the studios, journalist and political commentator. Syed Shaba, you were just listening to political analyst and Middle East expert, and Mohammed Obaid, political commentator from Beirut, is with us while we discuss Marzia's case. Marzia Hashemi's son says that his mother's religious status and her views make it difficult for them not to think in conspiratorial ways about her unexplained detention in the United States. This is what he said.
We have no idea. Everyone we ask is very vague, and the information is still limited. But, you know, she is a very high-profile journalist. And I think it's important to note that she is an American citizen. She's a Muslim American citizen. She's an African American. And she has certain particular kinds of views that make it difficult for us not to think in conspiratorial sorts of ways. But at the moment, you know, the facts are very unclear, so we really don't know why this would be.
Hussein and his mother said his mother is in prison, apparently as a material witness. He added that Marzia would have been willing to cooperate with the FBI, and the agency did not need to jail her. Hussein added that the FBI had not contacted his mother before stopping her at St. Louis Airport. According to him, Marzia Hashemi had been harassed at the U.S. airports before.
She has been harassed on a regular basis when she goes to airports. This is something that's been going on for roughly a decade. Whenever she boards a plane, prior to it, she will have interviews or interrogations, if we might call it that. Things that are not very typical is what she's had to deal with for some time. So the fact that, you know, you have encounters with officials, whether it's a TSA or whatnot, that is not new for her. What is new is the arrest.
Meanwhile, Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says the U.S. imprisonment of Press TV journalist Marzia Hashemi is a very clear affront to the freedom of expression. Zarif says that Washington must immediately release the journalist.
Well, it's a shame. First of all, Mrs. Hashemi is also an Iranian citizen because of the nationality of her husband, her late husband, and that is why we have a right to continue to look after her interests as an Iranian citizen who has been wrongfully imprisoned. In the United States. She is a famous journalist. She's done nothing but journalism, and the arrest of Mrs. Hashemi is a very clear affront to freedom of expression, a political abuse of an innocent individual, and I believe the United States should release her immediately without further delay.
We just have a few minutes time left, so I'm going to ask each of you one question, and if you can keep it brief, really appreciate it. Mustafa Hoshesh, we are looking at a very hawkish, aggressive U.S. administration. If I was to give you some descriptions, I'm going to ask you to give us your reaction to some of the statements by the U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton when he talks about choking Iran, and he says that the days of impunity for Tehran are over, and calls the official government of Iran a murderous regime. This obviously spells the fact that the U.S. is after Iran. Are they trying to make a case by their arrest of Mazen Hashemi in this case?
Let me explain to you. The United States has opened war against Iran very officially in various areas of soft, semi-hard, and hard warfare. They've been doing, as I've been mentioning on Press TV a number of times, trying to, you know, send some terrorist and extremist groups and separatist groups to stage cross-border attacks and sabotage and, you know, blasts and terrorist operations in Iran. In area of semi-hard warfare, they've been doing, you know, everything possible in order to pressure Iranian economy, from sanctions to meddling with Iran's foreign currency markets and so on and so forth. What I've talked about less on Press TV's soft warfare, and this is exactly one of those cases that soft warfare matters a lot in here. There is a board of news of directors in the United States that's budgeted through the State Department, but it accounts for its you know, plans to the Congress directly. They run VOA of Radio Liberty or Free Europe, or what Iranians know as Radio Farda, and a number of other media outlets. This body, this board of news directors, it was funded this year somewhere around $661 million. The last year, the budget was $667 or more, you know, million dollars. And the main responsibility of this board is fighting off, you know, the influence, the media influence of opposing states, especially the Islamic Republic of Iran. That is to say, they are spending millions, hundreds of millions of dollars in order to fight off the influence, the soft power and the influence of Iran's foreign language media outlets, including Press TV, of course. They've been shutting down a number of hundreds of social media pages, Twitter, Facebook, and others. They have been harassing, you know, journalists like Marzia Hashemi, and they've been doing a number of, you know, filterings on Iranian websites, foreign language websites, and a number of, you know, social media networks that are working, you know, parallel with Iran's views and outlooks. They've been trying to push back Iran's soft power, and they've been trying to silence Press TV. There have been pressures. It's no secret that Press TV has been placed under much pressure and sanctions throughout the last decade in order to silence Iran's, you know, foreign language media outlets, in order to, you know, demonize Iran, isolate Iran, alienate Iran in the international community, and then present their own fake picture of the Islamic Republic. That's what they are doing. And, you know, detention of Marzieh is not just a simple case. It's not just a simple violation of human rights. This means a declaration of war, soft war, mm-hmm. against Iran through the soft war operations room in the board of, you know, news directors that I just mentioned. These are all various aspects right. of the United States' hostile and antagonistic policies against the Islamic Republic of Iran. And what John Bolton has stated is only one small part of the plan. That's what they okay. plan in mind. They intend to harm the credibility, right. the damaged credibility of not just Press TV, but all mm-hmm. Iranian Persian and foreign language media outlets that are operating and sending messages of true messages and the genuine picture right. of the Islamic Republic of Iran abroad.
Mohammed Obaid, is the U.S. going to be successful in trying to corner Iran and create this Iranophobia by different methods and acts, such as the arrest of Marzia Hashemi?
No, as usual, and also hopefully not. They have already had a lot of attempts to distort the image of the Islamic Republic, and they have always failed. They've been trying to sow a sedition in the sense of confessional differences between Sunnis and Shias, and they have already failed in creating an all-out war in the Islamic world. I just wanted to comment on one thing when you mentioned Saudi Arabia and the regime there. Here, Mrs. Hashimi represents all that the Americans do not want to show about Islam. The modern woman, which is taking her role, plus being also a colored American, and they have a lot of biases. I mean, the Trump and his the circle around him are very much biased against African Americans. Plus, they want the image of their allies. I mean, basically the Saudis, the one portraying women. I mean, this version of Islam, the one that treats women very badly, with not give without giving her any of her rights. This is makes it easier for them to launch assaults on Islam in general in their media and social networks. I mean, for the Trump and the followers of the ideas and ideology of Trump, presenting an image of Mrs. Hashimi this way is quite the opposite, utterly the opposite of what they want to portray about Islam in this regard. So that's why I think the target has multi-layers. You have many levels in this regard. That's why they targeted Mrs. Hashimi. Basically, in my view, it counters all their attempts to create and enrage this Islamophobia issue. To try to portray the image of a distorted and backward Islam, the way that the let's say the Wahhabi school is doing, is suits them a lot in this regard, because it makes their mission easier in this regard.
Sai Shahabi, my final question to you comes in the heels of the way that the treatment has been executed on Marzia Hashimi, and I'm sure that you're well aware that they made her strip her hijab gear. And looking at some of the some other cases that involve women who have been forced to remove their hijab, it seems like, based on some of the accounts that I'm reading, that is actually illegal in the States, at least in the cell where they end up going, which is, in a sense, what they call a special zone. Do you think that there is a message there also that the U.S., through its FBI organization, is trying to send when it comes to the detainment of Marzia, given that she's an African American who is a Muslim convert, and then her being treated this way so as to try to suppress people of her personality, not to give out news and not to stand up to, well, the U.S. and some of the double standards that it has exercised?
Well, this is very serious step, of course. To strip her of her legal cover of the head is something that is not just against Mrs. Hashimi or against Iran, but it is against all Muslims, against the value, against religion of God. You cannot just punish a person for following what his religion or her religion commands her to do. This is number one. Number two, it is also a message to the new congresswoman, I think two or three congresswomen, Muslim congresswomen, who at least one of them is wearing proper hijab. And I think it is time for her to speak out. If this is what her government is going to deal with the Muslim woman, then she has to do something about it. She has to lobby. She has to bring it down to the Congress level and discuss it, debate it. Is this part of the personal liberty, personal rights for a man or a woman to dress the way they like, that suits them, or does the American way of life prevent people covering parts of their body? This is number two. Number three, of course, it is a message to Iran itself, to Iran, that we are capable of reaching you. I don't know how they want to debrief Mrs. Hashemi, but probably they just wanted to tell the Iranians that our hands are there, especially after the announcement by John Bolton that he wants to bomb Iran, which is something ridiculous, and this is uncivilized and undiplomatic in today's world, that somebody comes out of the blue and challenges and threatens other country with bombing. I think they want to take us back to the days of Nagasaki and Hiroshima, which are among the blackest days of modern history. I believe that the Americans need to blame themselves, otherwise they are causing more problems to everybody.
Okay, very well. Thank you very much for that. Let me thank our guests, Mustafa Khoshchesh, journalist and political commentator here in the studios. He gave us his comments. Thank you, Mohammed Obaid, political commentator from Beirut. And you were just listening to Syed Shahabi, political analyst and Middle East expert, who spoke to us from London. Hashemi's family members and media activists have launched the hashtags, in case you're not aware, on social media. This would be Free Marzia Hashemi, and also Pray for Marzia Hashemi.